Welcome, everyone. Radio Data System, are you making the most of it? Times are hard. You've got something. You put your wonderful name up on your car radio for people. And is that all you do? If it is, pay attention, because you might just find something useful. Are you getting the most out of it? So what are we going to do? Brief introduction to RDS. RDS is actually older than many of the people in this room. It started in the 70s with the Germans with ARI. It progressed through the EBU to RDS as we know it today. The RDS Forum was formed in 1992 and continued from the EBU and brought along some of the new key things of ODAs and Radio Text Plus. And quick plug there for Radio DNS as well. So I'm going to go through what facilities it provides, a description of them, a bit about AF switching, a little bit about ODA. I'm going to tease you with that if you don't know what it is. You can work out. Three-letter abbreviations are great. So RDS facilities. Big list. Lots of things you can do with it. I'm only going to talk about the ones in blue because time's very limited. I originally did this presentation. It took me about an hour and a half, and I've got 20 minutes. So without further ado, program identification. What is PI? It's a PI code. Okay, C2A1. Right, Anorax. Come on, whose PI code is that? No one? Well done. If I had some bananas, the man could have a banana. Right, Classic FM. So what is a PI code? It's a 16-bit hexadecimal machine-readable code. That's the technical bits. But what it is the main linkage between you, the broadcaster, and the listener with his radio. Without the PI code, there is no RDS. So, the first element is the country code. C is the UK. Anybody, real anoraks now, who else uses C as a country code?
Malta.
Malta, yeah. Well done, Neil. See, there's always an anorak. There's always an anorak.